Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being the God that created this world and created us. And thank you that you're the only God that can change lives, that you can take a sinner and turn him into a saint. You can take a murderer and you can turn him into someone that can bring life, Father God. Thank you. You have done it for us and you can do it for each and every one upon this planet, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Psalm 140 from verse 9 to 11. Those who surround me are nothing but proud troublemakers. May they drink the poison of their own poisonous words. May their slanderous lives never prosper. Let evil itself hunt them down and pursue them relentlessly until they are thrown into fiery pits from which they will never get out. Let burning coals of hellfire fall upon their heads.
Amen. You know, when you see this, this is a reality. And you've also been a little devil now. I've been a little devil. And everything, what you sow, you reap. You know, and sin gives pleasure for a season, but then later on you see, hey, this is you going nowhere. And you want out. Many want to commit suicide even. But then when you turn to the Lord changes us. He's the only God that can take you from darkness into his light, from a hard heart to a heart that is soft and pliable, from being evil to being good. And that's the God that we serve. And so in this situation that we are now, you know, we look 3 years back. 3 years back, you didn't see much difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. And it makes us think of that parable where the Lord is speaking about the tares and the wheat growing together. And then the harvesters want to go pull up the tares. And then the Lord says, no. If you pull up the tares, you're going to pull up the wheat as well. Wait until the time of harvest, and then you'll be able to see the difference and separate the tares from the wheat. And we're really in the time of harvest now. Why? It's because you can see the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. The arrogant, the ones that the devil has taken hold of are shouting the demonic things, are pushing everything that is demonic. But now the challenge is more. We can see that and we can know it's going to be taken away, that whatever is not of God's kingdom will be, everything is being shaken, and what is not of the kingdom of God is going to be taken away. And we know that the kingdom of God is coming on earth as it is in heaven. But what we need to remember to prepare for the eternity in the goodness, we've got to show that we appreciate the eternal realities. And you know, for us that has been real little devils, we can come to this conclusion quickly, because we know at one time we were there. We were the little devils, and then God changed us. And then we can know if he changed us, he can change anyone else as well. So in this time, guys, it's so important that we don't be blind to the globalist elite, the deception that is going on in the world. And we see it and we know it's going to be dealt with, but we need to go to that place of praying for the righteous and the unrighteous, because we know what God can do. We are testimony to that. And then especially now in this time of this, the war going on both in the Ukraine and with Israel and Hamas. And we've been encouraged again by seeing some beautiful testimonies. I mean, the terrorists of Hamas are trained up from young to be little devils. They just hear they must kill. And so it's really demonic. The God of this world has blinded their eyes. And yet we've seen beautiful testimonies where our Lord himself has gone and saved them. And then we see how these evil people suddenly become beautiful people, children of the living God, pursuing peace. And that's what God tells us to do. He says, don't just pray for those that you love. Everyone does that. You know, any belief does that. But as children of the living God, we've got to pursue good. We've got to pray for that which is evil as well, and pray that God turns him around. And us that has experienced that, we know he can do that. And I mean, we think of Paul. He was evil. One minute he was evil, the next minute he's knocked off his horse and he becomes a mighty man of God. And 2/3 of the New Testament is written by him. So Jesus encourages us, you know, to be like our Father in heaven, to be perfect like him, and that's to pray into all these situations, and know that God is in total control and he's going to turn everything around, because he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we can become the righteousness of God. And we no longer serve ourselves, but we are dedicated to walk with Jesus, the one who has taken away our past. He's dealt with our past and he's given us a beautiful future now to be peacemakers. And that's a challenge, guys. Be the peacemakers, not the warmongers. Be the ones that pray for salvation, not the one that are part of the problem. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.